The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 15th of November, 2008. It's the birthday of the writer and radio commentator Daniel Pinkwater, born in Memphis, 1941, grew up in Los Angeles. He was a child when one day went into an art supply store, was fascinated by it, thought he'd become an artist. Moved to New York City when he graduated, tried to make it as an artist there, had a few solo exhibits, taught workshops around New York City and New Jersey, went to Africa, became part of a tribal artists cooperative there. Daniel Pinkwater wrote a description of himself: very fat, medium height, mostly bald, likes television, has owned several French automobiles for which parts were seldom available, likes sausage, lives on a farm, has a wife, votes for fictional characters in elections, finally quit smoking, likes to write for kids because they are a more respectable audience than adults, hates his own books, expects to do better in the future. And it's the birthday of the poet Ted Barragan, born in Providence, Rhode Island, 1934, served in the Korean War as a sentry, went to college in Tulsa, and then went to live on the Lower East Side of New York City. Supported himself by writing papers for students at Columbia, and he started out to write sonnets. He wrote six of them in one night, and then two or three a day for about 3 months. Some of the sonnets made from lines of poems he or his friends had already written, some translations of poems, some were completely new. The Sonnets by Ted Barragan was published in 1964. It was a big success. He went on to teach and write poetry for 30 years until his death in 1983 at the age of 48. In Last Poem, he wrote, "The end came quickly and completely without pain one quiet night as I was sitting writing next to you in bed, words chosen randomly from a tired brain, it, like them, suitable and fitting, let none regret my end who called me friend." Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, entitled "The Fields." Saturday on 7th Street, full-waisted gray-haired women in Sunday sweaters moving through the tan shades of their booths bend over cakes they baked at home. They gaze down onto the sleep of stuffed cabbages. They stir with huge spoons sauerkraut and potato dumplings, cooked as those dishes were cooked on deep, misty plains among the sounds of horses beside fields of black earth on the other side of the globe that only the oldest think they remember, looking down from their windows into the world where everybody is now. None of the young has yet wept at the smell of cabbages, those leaves all face. None of the young, after long journeys, weeks in vessels, and staring at strange coasts through fog in first light, has been recognized by the steam of sauerkraut that is older than anyone living. So, on the street, they play the music of what they do not remember. They sing of places they have not known. They dance in new costumes under the windows in the smell of cabbages from fields nobody has seen. The Fields, a poem by W.S. Merwin, from Migration, New and Selected Poems, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. engineered by Thomas Scheutzker, written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.